The study says only 11 of the 58 countries manage their natural resources with enough accountability and openness to be labeled satisfactory. At the top are Norway, followed by the United States, the United Kingdom, Australia, Brazil, Mexico, Canada, Chile, Colombia, Trinidad and Tobago, and Peru. 15 countries received a grade of partially successful. Among them were India, Liberia, South Africa, Russia, and Morocco. 16 countries were rated as weak in their resource management, including Tanzania, China, Sierra Leone, Nigeria, and Angola. The remaining countries were rated as failing. Among them were Vietnam, Saudi Arabia, Zimbabwe, Democratic Republic of the Congo, and Equatorial Guinea. As a basis for the Resource Government Index, Revenue Watch used four criteria instrumental in guaranteeing good resource management: a country's legal framework, the degree to which governments and business disclose public information about their operations, the presence of checks and balances to limit corruption, and last, the enabling environment, that is, transparent budgets, democratic institutions, and the effectiveness of governance. Juan Carlos Quiroz, a senior policy analyst with Revenue Watch, explained the importance of the first requirement for transparency, the institutional and legal setting.
The actual practices that we look for, whether a government has approved a freedom of information law that requires disclosure from the agencies and ministries and companies operating in the extractive sector. It's also about an independent licensing process, because we think that when the state-owned companies get involved in this, there is the risk of conflict of interest.
17 countries scored a satisfactory rating in this category, including Ghana, Liberia, and Zambia. Many of those with top rankings also have legal frameworks that encourage competition in their resource sectors, disclose policies to curb corruption, and have competitive bidding for mining licenses. That's not the case with Nigeria, which failed to get a satisfactory score. Dauda Garaba of Revenue Watch in Abuja explains why.
The independent license process started actually in 2005. Nigerians had the experience of what we call the open bid for oil and gas blocks. I think the very last one we had was in 2007. That was rushed before the Obasanjo administration left power. But since then, everything seems to have gone into what maybe popularly Nigeria would call voicemail. It means we have retrogressed.
Quiroz says 13 countries gained top marks, or satisfactory, in a second measurement of good resource governance, and that is reporting practices by government ministries or regulatory agencies. No African countries rated fully satisfactory.